Hey there, let's talk about mobile payment strategies to supersize and grow your business. Sharon Hornell from here. Almost all of us are walking around carrying one of these, our cell phones, our mobile device, our smartphone, every single day. I think the last time I looked at statistics, and I admit it's been a while, it's been a couple of years, 80% of people were using their mobile phone for research, for looking into something before they buy it, as well as to help them make buying decisions, but to pay for their purchases. The global pandemic, thank you 2020 for a few things that helped us with respect to businesses, totally immersed people that never would have thought of using technology, me included, when it came to paying and using my phone to pay, and things like Google Wallet, Google Pay, Smart, everybody's got their own app now for you almost to be able to pay it with your phone. So instead of having to carry your whole big bulky wallet along, or if you forget your credit card, guess what? It's loaded in your phone and you can usually just tap. There's really cool technologies now. One is called near field communication, where you can just tap your phone on a device at a retail business or at a restaurant, which is a retail business if we think of it that way, and stores, public transportation. You can just tap your phone and it automatically pays for the product or service that you want to purchase. It's absolutely revolutionized the ability to pay, and it's made it so much more convenient for consumers. Even I use my phone to pay for things sometimes, not only online shopping, which again, thank you to the pandemic for that. You know, Amazon is going to rule the world at this rate, because I think everyone I know uses Amazon. Why? Because where we live, I can order something in the morning and it can be there in the afternoon or the next day. That is incredible. I was traveling quite a bit this year and found that different parts of the country are not so fortunate. In Texas, I was staying with my mom for a little while. It took 4 days or more to get anything that we ordered on Amazon. And so it's amazing how much and how powerful that closing that window of from order to delivery to people is, at least impactful in my life. And I'm sure it's impacting millions and millions of other people, and they're taking advantage of it. So mobile technology, our ability to pay with our phones, our ability to charge people and charge their phones is incredible. Not just in person, well, not just remotely, but in person as well. It just makes everything simpler for people. The biggest concern with it to most people, both customers and merchants, is security. People are always afraid that their information is going to be stolen. And so we have to make sure that we are putting safeguards in place to protect both them and us from any type of fraud or misconduct. Another concern is, I guess, security concerns and safety concerns are the biggest thing. People don't want their money stolen, right? We'll do almost anything to protect our savings and and to not lose money, even at the expense of actually doing things to create more and generate more income. That's just human nature. So strategies for implementing a mobile payment strategy for your business are, number one, you have to have a seamless integration between using mobile and what you're already doing, right? We don't want to take away from what we're doing or substitute it. We just want to supplement it with the ability to take mobile payments. The other thing we need to take into consideration is we just have to educate our customers and show them what's in it for them to be able to pay with their mobile device, because it is a seamless, quicker, easier, faster transaction. I think of Starbucks. I don't go to Starbucks very often, but I have a Starbucks reward card. I order Starbucks online and then I walk in and if I haven't paid in advance, I can just take my phone and tap it and my product is paid for and I can pick it up at the counter. There's just so many advantages to simplifying the buying process for people. And one of the fastest, easiest ways we grow and supersize our business is by giving people a better customer experience. And so mobile payments are all about that. And they're not going away anytime soon. So if there's a way you can use it and add this strategy to your business, highly recommend that you do so. Any questions, comments, concerns, hit me up and ask. Otherwise, share in the comments below whether you're using mobile or not, mobile payments or not, personally, as well as for your business. And if you're not, would it be possible to do so? In most cases, the answer is yes. All right, have an awesome day, and I'll, of course, be with you tomorrow with another supersizing business strategy. that you could apply to your business starting as soon as today. Talk soon. Bye.